halls until finally finding a woman at a desk who told us we were at the wrong place. It was like we were living a nightmare. From there, we took a cab to the correct hospital. We waited for several hours before we could see the doctor. Let me tell you, praying without ceasing in those hours felt as natural as breathing. When Jana finally got hooked up to a sonogram machine, we searched for our baby and saw him. Our relief was shattered, though, when the doctor said with a stone-cold face, "There's no heartbeat. It's gone." I looked up at Jana and saw what I still believe to be the most heart-rending expression I have ever witnessed. I saw her soul in her face, and it was tearing from east to west. Sadness, devastation, brokenness set in on the two of us. The only thing we could do was make an appointment for a D&C and go home. Outside Watford Hospital, it was raining now. There we were, alone in a big city in a foreign country, with no umbrella or money for a cab ride back to our flat, trying to process news that had shaken us to our core. We walked in silence, only sniffling as our tears and the rain ran together. But just before reaching the underground tube station, I sensed God speaking to me. I used those words very seriously, for I know how serious it is to say, "God told me." "Alex, you will reap what you sow. Your heart is tilled up. You can either sow seeds of hatred, distrust, and resentment, or you can sow the seeds of faith, hope, and love. Your future is being shaped in this moment." I stopped and told Jana what I thought God was saying to me. "What should we do?" I asked. "Let's sow right seeds," she replied. A few days later, the procedure was finished, and I spoke with my dad on the phone about the whole experience. "What was your baby's name?" he asked. "Honestly, Dad, I don't know. We hadn't decided before this happened." "I think you should name him Adam." "What?" I replied. "It's important to know his name," he said. "He was your son." Adam wasn't an it, he was our son. Of course, Jana and I grieved in the days and months after going through what so many others have also endured. We asked questions and had major bouts with doubt, but every June 1st, we think of little Adam. I have his middle name picked out, and look forward to telling him his middle name one day in heaven. When Jana and I returned to the United States, we purchased a home and I planted my first church. One morning, while Jana was at work and I was writing a sermon at our dining room table, I slumped into really missing little Adam. I flipped my Bible open to the last pages of Job to again see how God spoke to a man in incredible pain and suffering. What I found there was a God with no answers for Job, just questions. In Job chapter 38, verses 3.